All right, everyone, welcome to More Than Mises, guys. We are once again going into the UK Marvel Universe. We're getting a good introduction to Auntie this time. I mean, the cover says introducing Auntie with a big, scary lady robot face on the front.
Very gold. She's a golden girl.
She is. She actually looks very much like, yeah, I can see it.
I can see her as B. Arthur.
B. Arthur, 100% that. God, yeah. That makes so much sense now. But we're going to get this. I had to roll my eyes at this. So the Decepticon fact file is Rumble, who is just like his box art and his toy art, who
red.
Is red.
He's well read.
Yeah, he's very well read. Man, we're going to be
even the
dealing
text
with this.
Is like magenta.
So, okay, in the comics already established that Rumble's blue and Frizzy's red, but we're going to throw all the kids off right now with this. But
No, in the comic he's been red.
Oh, really? I thought he was blue.
No, he matches the toy.
Oh, you know, I'm confused with the new Skybound books.
Yeah.
That makes sense then.
They'll get you.
So many continuities. How do you kids keep up?
It was easier back in the day when it was just like
just
two.
One. Yeah, well, I guess you consider, yeah, UK at this point was still one with the US. And then, of course, Lady Bird.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, your comics, he was always red. And then in the Sunbow cartoon, it was blue or purplish.
Yeah, bluish. He's in the blue hue.
Yeah.
And man, so Fresh Brew Tea is given 25 paint packs away.
I tried to find info on these. Apparently, these don't exist or no one cares about them.
Probably that. I mean,
I thought surely there'd be like one on eBay or something. And
$5,000. Yeah, it looks like a bunch of watercolors, honestly. It's probably not crazy. Like watercolors are acrylics, but you know, kind of cool with a tea label on it. Fresh Brew Tea.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is that a tie into like a brand of tea?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I
yeah,
mean,
definitely. It's a brand of tea.
That's what I thought.
Popular brands.
It's just weird that they would have a painting set tied to it. But, you know, I'm not British, so I don't understand the love of tea like they do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about all the things we had over here that crossed, you know, merchandise with stuff. I mean,
I'm just a Philistine. I know.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah,
Pun.
you are.
Bad pun. If that pun doesn't prove it, then what else would?
Yeah, that I mean, I'm not even gonna dignify that, but Robo Capers is pretty simple this time. King No Nose comes back from a failed invasion and he's mad about not getting Cog, the unstoppable destructor robot, because they couldn't get it started.
Yeah,
well,
he's unstoppable, but
can't
apparently
get it
he's
started.
unstartable as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's another rim shot. Strip this week, dude. Okay, so the pen pal section,
yes,
it's been pretty, you know, pretty whatever, you know, like kids want to like have the same interests. There's this 11-year-old who loves to play pool, snooker, collecting stamps and badges. I don't know if this kid's 11 or if he's like, you know, 61. That is most boring. I mean, good on him. I mean, I'm sure those are very nice hobbies to have.
I don't know. That's how he's building his Transformers collection. He's like, oh, well, let's make it interesting.
A little pool shark.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to gamble. I'm going to gamble Blue Streak for your Soundwave. We're not going to trade. We're going to bet.
Yeah. Whoever wins this one, you know, he puts a couple in the bag where the guy gets his confidence up and then he just runs the table on him. And now
he
I got
win a couple mini bots.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, Cliff Jumper Bumblebee. That's pretty cool. I've got this brawn.
Double or nothing.
I've got this brawn over here. Then I've got a huffer. You could have all of them. Just come on, let's try this. Yeah. This is just weird.
And that's where he's collecting his badges. It's like Pokemon gym badges. He's like sandbagging it and then just wrecking them. Brings
he's
out his Dragonite.
All badges. Yeah. There's actually some really nice little Rumble fan art, but he looks like he's doing like the leaping split. But just, I mean, honestly, it's really good. Just a
oh yeah, he's got a David Lee Roth
move
going there.
He does. He's doing the whole like Panama leap.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, it's pretty good little bit of art.
He's, He's the rock and roll clown.
We don't talk about cocaine in this channel. The Sunflower winners are
Not
listed.
sent in. I deep sent in.
The
There's a lot
Sunflower
sent in.
winners are listed, and there's like a million of them.
Wow, yeah. It's amazing that these are hard to find now because it looked like everybody had one
Then
in the
again,
UK.
they were made of like thin styrofoam, so not really
Right.
hard to imagine. You know, they probably took these out of their other packages and like flew them into a tree, and that was it.
Oh, yeah. I wonder
Yeah.
how many of these got set on fire.
Yeah, there's that too. Let's see if you can melt it. And then
Super
they
glue it
found out.
together and just watch it like wilt.
So, an ode to Bumblebee.
Yes.
That was. What's that?
Oh, I said, were you gonna read it or
Oh, by all
if
means,
you
you take it over.
yeah. This is Ode to Bumblebee. Bumblebee is a spy upon the Decepticon he creeps, and I wonder why. It seems the Decepticon sleeps. He can go underwater for resources, so he can hide from Decepticon forces. When he goes to spy, he has to have the nerve to creep up behind Decepticons and observe. By Malcolm Dye from Bristol.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. I practiced
I...
it.
So, when does Bumblebee go underwater to collect resources?
That's what it says on his tech spec and his
Oh, it
profile.
done. Oh, God
He
is with
loves the water,
me.
actually.
Oh well, bully for him. I actually no,
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I've read his tech spec. So here is FactSpot.
That's why in one of the future episodes you'll be doing with Sea Change.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, he tags along with Sea Spray because he's the other one that likes water.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun episode to do.
Oh yeah, I can't wait.
The fight in Chromos is actually pretty good. I know it's a quick couple of pages of an issue, but it's not bad. And like suddenly like a third Chromebot shows up, Shield.
Yeah, and like I said, it's expanding, it's getting more serious.
Yeah.
It's like you almost wonder when they're gonna phase Dudley out, because it's almost like you don't need him as the everyman anymore.
You do not at all anymore. No, nah, I don't
Or
really
ever.
in the beginning. Let me get the thing being pulled up here. Here it is. Okay. Sorry, I have to follow along because I'm old and I re don't remember. Yeah, he's not. He has like Micros like a Predator does, and he like throws him. And Micros is like, I'm really. I wish my jetpacks worked. And suddenly in midair, it works again, and that seems to coincide with like Shield showing up.
Yeah, well, he put a force field around him. He put like a
That's what
force
it
bubble.
was.
Yeah, his shield
Okay.
put a force bubble around him and
That I
brought
can
him
see that
down.
now. I see a shield looks all awful lot like was it oh gosh, from the Rise of the Beast movie.
Oh, Elton John.
Yeah.
Wheeljack, yeah.
Wheeljack, thank you. God.
Yeah,
I
he's
wanted to
got the
like
Wheeljack
call him
glasses.
Pablo.
Pablo, yeah. Pablo, that works.
Yeah, he
I
does look
believe
like
that's an accepted nickname.
I was like, that's not right. Wait, it's not right. Who is that? No, it's actually, but yeah, he has the same like glasses and head as Wheeljack in the Rise of the Beast movie. And
Yeah, that's actually pretty close there.
yeah, it is. And so they're fighting and Predator off screen like teleports with Dr. Stone.
Yeah, we just see a flash of light at the top of the building. We don't actually see like
Yeah.
any fancy special effects.
So
It's like the
yeah.
helicopter that goes behind the mountain and then you see the explosion.
Yeah,
You don't actually
exactly.
see the helicopter explode because,
I assume
budgetary.
no one survived. Yeah,
Right.
exactly. But that's pretty much how it ends. Lots of action, to Predator gets away, and then like Dudley's like, oh no, he's gonna have the technology to take over. I was like, what is their name of their planet?
Chromos 5.
Chromos 5, yeah. And then
Yeah.
also, rule
Earth.
this world. Okay.
He's gonna take over Earth.
Yeah, well, if they don't even know where he's at, I guess so.
Yeah.
But that brings us to the expansive issue of Transformers.
Yes.
Was
I'm
it a
really liking
short?
the font they've been using on the Raiders of the Last Ark
Oh yeah, I
logo.
know. What is that font?
I have no idea. It's nice, so it's very techno sci-fi
It
80s.
is. It's very much of the times. I can see that.
You can see that font on a Trapper Keeper, I'm sure.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But you know, so the fight is going badly, and Optimus Prime is trying to figure out what he can do. You know, like the defenses really aren't working that well. He's like, "Oh wait, Auntie, we've been using the basic defenses and basic computer functions. I'll go and turn on the Ark. Basically, turn on the AI that runs the Ark."
He's
And
been sandbagging.
he has. He's like, "Oh yeah, man, forgot all this time." So he runs off in out of a door, and Megatron's like, "Oh, the mighty Optimus Prime is running away from a fight." Then he realizes, like, "Oh wait, he's probably doing something. I should probably follow him and figure out what's going on. Whatever he's doing, he must be stopped."
This kind of reminded me of the season 3 episode of Fight or Flee.
Yeah.
When Ultra Magnus blasts by Galvatron, and he's like, "Yeah, run away, you coward!" And I'm like, wait, he's not a coward.
No, he's trying to save himself.
If he's leaving, I better leave too.
Yeah, exactly. Something's bad. Something bad's happening. We better go also. But Optimus Prime shows up in this like little, it looks like the actual buttons on there look like a an old Star Trek, the original series, like, you know, button pack, because it's all different colors.
Oh yeah.
But he starts typing in. He does this thing where it's very much like we were talking about 2001, you know, not 2001, gosh, sorry, Alien, where they're like talking to Mother. It's types of, "Wake up, Auntie. We need your help." Apparently, that's how you start up their DOS.
Right.
And right, he's doing that. Megatron shoots the console, and so he, you know, he's basically like, "Yeah, I failed." And Megatron's like, you know, has his fist, like, "Ha ha! I've stopped you." But what they don't know is that he already initiated the startup. So there's these little pathways that are starting to rebuild themselves, neural pathways, I guess, for the computer.
Yeah, little
To, yeah, to be,
circuits.
yeah. So yeah, you realize that things are happening. It's the AI is rebuilding itself, and suddenly there's some big thing ahead. And there, you see the look on their both their faces. Optimus Prime looks really upset and worried. Megatron's like, "What?" And you look over, and there's I am Auntie.
It's Oz the Great and Powerful.
He kind of is, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I kind of figure, you know, like nothing's really, nothing big's going to happen at this point. You know, you can figure like she's there. The fighting goes back to outside.
Well, this is our first female Cybertronian character.
Technically, yes, it is. It's
Yeah.
AI, but I mean, aren't they all AI?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, the Ark is her body. I almost wish when they did the Titan class Ark that it would have had this face.
That would have been kind of cool. I do
They
like
could
that.
always do a comic version like that.
Yeah, I do like the fact that they used like the last Autobot kind of look to the Ark. But yeah, I totally get
Oh,
that.
yeah.
But so the outside, you know, you got like you've got the old Grump himself, Gears fighting Rumble, and there's Prowl, and who else is there? There's like Mirage, Bumblebee,
Huffer.
Laserbeak. No, actually, is that Buzzsaw?
It's
Yes, look.
both. They're both there again. So
Okay, so
Laserbeak got a little better.
but they all get like magnetized to the hull suddenly. They're probably like, "What's going on?" You know, they don't know anything that's going on inside the ship. You go back to a panel with Auntie basically explaining to them that you know, here I've taken care of the fighting outside, so we're gonna judge clearly the reason what's going on here. We need to figure out what's wrong. And whoever is that, I'll settle the dispute for you. And whoever is, you know, in the wrong here, I'll just kill you. I'll, you know, destroy, eradicate you is the word. I'm sorry.
You know, that'd be a great like diorama to do with some of your the newer posable
Oh
Transformers
yeah,
figures to put them in
especially
those positions.
yeah, if they ever came up with that Megatron version of that, it'd be great.
Oh yeah. Well, I was thinking like the Prowl and you have like Missing Link Bumblebee like upside down
Oh
stuck to the
yeah.
wall.
True.
Yeah. That'd be
Definitely.
a fun diorama.
Yeah, and Optimus Prime immediately is like, "Auntie, listen to me. We built you. You're with us. They're evil. You want to, you know, they're judge them right now." And of course, Megatron, like any typical, you know, foil, goes, "He lies. It's all we were wrong to this war." And Auntie's like, no. Silence.
She's pulling the Star Trek trial for humanity trope.
Yeah, she's like, you know, "Hey, no one built me. I'm my own thing. I somehow came into this world alone without any help.
I'm
So
just
we're
here.
gonna we are here. I've always been here. But yeah, so let the trial begin. And the next issue is Unholy Alliances.
Yeah, she's pulling a Q on them.
Oh, she totally is.
Yeah.
Let's have a little trial. But as all good things, they must come to an end. And
Now to the real meat and potatoes.
I
Or at least a
mean,
potato.
it's some Salisbury steak, maybe. So we have back to Machine Man, the Living Robots. There is so much weirdness in this issue, or this part of this issue. So of course we all knew that Madame Menace was going to come up with the sonic weapon.
Of course, she's got a big suggestive one.
Yeah, and she pulls a complete Riddler thing where she puts an ad in the classifieds with like a little riddle of how to, find her.
Oh yeah, and she's heavy on the alliteration here.
Oh, totally. What was
Yeah,
that? She said.
she's gonna reduce him to a mass of quivering, convulsive metal meringue.
There's a also inform my antagonistic automaton that I wish to renew our acquaintance.
Exactly. She's like, it's like Dr. Smith from
Oh,
Lost in
it
Space.
is. Oh, it is.
You
But man,
metal
she
menace, you bubble-headed booby.
you metal miss. So she does the full Wonder Woman flip around again and gets back into her designer clothes. And who is at the party but our dear Senator Brickman?
Yes.
How coincidental.
He's just, if there's Machine Man involved in something, Brickman's there.
And I don't even know. I guess he's been pretty vocal about how he hates Machine Man, and she's gonna make a whole thing where I'm gonna, have him, and I'm gonna basically get an unbecoming politician into my pocket. So,
Right, because she's rich and he's always looking for wealthy donors in his bid
well,
for, the presidency.
yeah, and speaking of wealthy or not wealthy people, we get back to Delmar Insurance.
Oh, Eddie.
Eddie is given the hard sell to Aaron Stack, aka X-51 Machine Man, in case anyone was not aware yet. He's given the hard sell for betting. I almost feel like he was like trying to talk him into a life insurance policy, but at the end of the
Yeah.
day, he's trying to get him to gamble. He's like, man, like I don't want any of your schemes.
On high school girls' badminton
Yeah.
matches. I mean, if that's not creepy, I mean, all right, I'm an overweight middle-aged insurance salesman that, is putting all my cash on teenage girls playing badminton.
I have a very particular hobby.
Yeah. And there's other people betting against him or with him, so
Which
there's
is
like a whole
weird.
secret society of high school girls badminton enthusiasts.
Yeah, so I mean, this is a very niche thing. Maybe that's what they do in the Marvel world. They don't bet on they don't bet on pro basketball, or they only bet on like college football.
This is how the Roxxon execs like spend their
Real
free time.
stakes. Real stakes. Badminton of all things, too. But he's like, Aaron Stack goes around like, is that why your funds are always depleted? I mean, if you want to not sound like a robot, there's ways to not sound like a robot. This is not a way to not sound like a robot.
Yeah, he's very bad at not sounding
He's
like a
bad at
robot.
any human thing, and like, oh, like, he's like, oh, you gotta spend money to make money kind of thing. And
No,
he
yeah, research grants.
yeah, exactly. And
And then
he's
he asked Maggie for $5.
yeah, exactly. But Eddie Harris isn't the only one with problems. And there's Pamela. It's uh-oh, there's Pamela Quinn. I've been trying to avoid her.
It makes him feel funny when he sees
Yeah,
her.
the whole panel is so weird and creepy.
There's a lot of cringe on these two pages. I mean, they
Oh, there
packed a lot
is.
of cringe in.
So I gotta read the panel. Pamela, is something wrong, Aaron? You seem troubled. All thought bubbles. Pam, you make me feel strange, puzzling, very unrobot-like emotions, and they frighten me. Man, is so bad.
This is not Data and Tasha Yar.
No, it's not. It was like, hey, I'm fully functional. And Aaron's like, no, don't look. So back at they would go over to what is it? The K investigates. Okay. This is where you get to the Alpha Flight team that's here trying to find Machine Man in their like their everyday disguises.
Yes, into Canada.
Yeah. And it was a Dr. Langkowski who was secretly the Sasquatch. The hairy Hulk, if you will. He's kind of like if Hulk and Beast had a baby.
Yeah.
He's smart and he's really strong. And
He's like Wendigo with the dye job.
he kind of is. Well, he was changed by gamma radiation. He's one of the very few people who could be changed by gamma radiation, just like that green skin Hulk.
Instead of getting cancer.
Yeah. Cancer and a rage monster. So
Right.
they're all, they're all kind of hanging in the room together, and like Dr. Lankowski says, "Hey, I made you these watches." And basically, it's a like a proximity thing. Like if you are around Machine Man, it'll kind of help you find where he is. And they're also like, "Hey, we also know his name's Aaron Stack, so we're just looking him up in the phone book."
Right.
How do they find out his secret identity?
And that's what I was wondering, because it's like if Canadian government knows Machine Man's secret identity, then everybody knows
Right.
Machine Man's
Okay.
secret identity.
They're going to search the phone book for his address. So, yeah.
Because he's going to be
Anyways.
listed, as Aaron
Yeah.
Stack.
X51, Machine Man,
Yeah.
AKA Aaron Stack.
He's probably got like a full page ad, like in the yellow pages.
Aaron Stack. Was it insurance sales or
Yeah.
insurance investigation?
Insurance investigations. Totally not Machine Man.
Any relation to Lick of Machine Man is totally coincidental. Yeah, so man, so the next morning after all that happened, they leave and go, they're doing a little search for Machine Man. Next morning, Peter Spaulding looks in the classifieds. He's like, uh-oh, he's got his hair slicked back. I think he's got like a smoking jacket or something on with his pipe, reading classifieds.
That who does that the first thing in the morning is like, hey, let's see who needs a hookup today.
Peter Spaulding does.
Yeah, Peter Spaulding is like, this is in the 70s when this was written.
Oh
So
yeah.
yeah, he was a swinging cat.
Lost Lovers, classifieds or whatever.
He was
Lost
probably in the
Connection.
background of that Studio 54 montage they did in Watchmen. Peter Spaulding was back there with
Probably
like the
is.
Village People and David Bowie.
Oh my God. So yeah, he goes, Aaron, I hate to disturb you while you're monitoring your internal circuitry for malfunctions. Well, you see Machine Man. Okay, he's got a thing on his head that says X41.
Yeah. So did he have like a spare head from one of the older models?
Yeah, so I don't know if that was a mistake on someone's part when they were drawing this. And he's got his chest off. He's fiddling around with the different parts inside of his chest. Kind of reminds me of what was the He-Man character that had all the
Faker.
gears?
Oh, Roboto?
Roboto, yes, thank
Yeah,
you.
I was thinking that Faker with his reel-to-reel chest piece too. But
Yeah. God.
yeah, and his face, like he doesn't have a nose, and he looks like Centauri from the last Starfighter.
When a Centauri pulls off his face,
Yeah.
that was one
Or,
of
maybe Sleepwalker,
the. Yeah,
which
you
was
show me the
created by
movie.
Bub Budiansky. So.
There was a guy. The thing always creeped me out when I was little because the last Starfighter came out when I was younger also, and Centauri's in his ship and he does the whole like it pulls out his eyes and he's got that face on.
Oh yeah, I mean, who does that? Like, it's too late to go back, kid. So there's a monster driving you
You're
now.
in the shop with me, or you're in the car
Yeah,
with me. Yeah,
I
that
heard they're
was.
actually working on a remake of that.
Man, I don't know. See, it. That's one of the things I don't see how they could do a good remake of it because I don't know the Tron like graphics of the ship looked very video game like, and it kind of worked for that whole thing. But I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure they'll put a spin on it. But it's kind of weird that that whole theme of them, basically training people with the video game is the
Yeah.
US military actually did that.
Yeah. They still
Yeah.
do that. They use simulators for training on like drone flights.
Call
I've
of
got
Duty.
oh yeah, oh yeah,
Yeah.
call it also definitely. You I remember the movie Project X, where they were hitting chimpanzees with radiation. They
Oh
had
yeah, I remember Blue
respirators.
Beard and Matthew Broderick. I
Yep.
remember them very
Yeah. Anyways,
I believe there's some truth to that too. Like that was actually based on
I'm
like some
sure.
true reports.
I'm sure that there's like things leaked out. I mean, come on, the things they were doing with people in the 60s with LSD.
Right. And
60s.
cats, the cat videos were like
Oh man.
bizarre.
X-51 puts his face on, and he's like, "Peter, we'll talk after I've reattached my face and don my helmet." You're
Here's the thing.
upset.
If he can do that with his whole like face and head, then you'd think he'd have a better disguise for Aaron Stack, where he has to wear glasses to hide his eyes.
Right?
You know, you could
So,
be anybody.
yeah, exactly. So yeah, he's over the apartment doing like he's like looks like he's doing calisthenics. He's just like stretching all his joints and stuff to make sure everything works right.
Yeah,
And
that's a weird pose he's in.
yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm not gonna say more than that.
Yeah.
So the classify says, "Put a little menace in your life, robot. Meet me at the usual place." You know, this is really, really bad Riddler stuff.
It's misconnections from Craigslist.
It is. He was talking about the. There's actually some guy who he met at the bar.
Right. And Peter's
Place
over here in his like smoking jacket.
in his pipe. Machine Man's
Yep.
doing the whole he like extends his arms and stuff, but he's just like doing stretches or whatever.
He's doing downward dog like off of the ceiling.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, man, he just basically says, "Yeah, I know Madame Menace threatens my very survival, but I can't rest while she's free."
Yeah, you can just totally ignore her and then. I mean, that's it.
All you have to do, like, well, I'm not gonna do it anymore. She got away. I'm not gonna chase her down. But that's not in his program, I'm sure.
Well, you at least, try to meet her on your terms, not on hers.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
So, but he doesn't realize that because he's a robot of conflicting feelings. So,
Think he's got a little bit of hubris there.
a little bit. He's always had a little bit of hubris.
See, I'll think of something I always do.
Yeah. He's about to have major issues. But we are treated to the latest edition of Planet Terry,
Yes.
which, you know, it's fine. And they're going to the malt shop menace. So they're going to the milk toast malt shop. They've got to fly to the planet and then they
An
land in the
asteroid.
oh, the asteroid. I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
43KX. Very
Thank you.
Star Trek-y name.
They land where there's a moat that's keeping them from the malt shop with a log over it. I don't see any trees nearby, by the way.
No. And I like how the ground where they land is like metal panels or something.
Yeah.
Like it's very uniform. And then all of a sudden it's dirt and a log bridge
Yeah.
inside.
So they crawl, they're walking over this bridge that has a moat with alligators in it or crocodiles. I'm not sure which one.
Crocogators.
Crocogators. I'm sorry. The hybrid, of course, we know, all know of alligators and crocodiles.
We heard about crocogators as a kid. I don't know if. I'm sure you may have heard something, but they had a crocodile's head on one end and an alligator's head on the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
And I was like, you heard about those when I was a kid. And these aren't them, though. They have like antenna, like an Andorian or something.
Andorian gators.
Yes.
But there's this green scaly dude. His name is Omnis.
Yeah, Omnis.
Omnis, yeah. He's basically like he's angry and he has to keep moving forward. Like nothing, and you know, nothing, you better get my way or else.
He's an
And so
unripe pine cone with
he
legs and
does.
a diaper.
That's actually really good. Yep, he does look like getting a right pine cone with legs and arms. And
Ones that, like, when your friends threw it at you, it would hurt because they're still spiky.
yeah, that would be a loblolly cone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually one of the classes I was actually able to take down to UF in Florida before I moved up here. It was a dendrology class, and I was waiting for this. The professor famously grabs a cone of a loblolly tree, a loblolly pine, and talks about it. And he's like talking about how, it's spiny and stuff, and throws it at a student. The student will catch it. I was waiting for that to happen. Apparently, he threw it at my wife, and my wife looked at it on the ground and looked at him like, "No,
Not falling for
nope." So yeah, I wanted to take the class just for that moment. That, and I also wanted to call a Chinese poplar tree by a popcorn tree because apparently that sets them off.
That's funny.
I was like, "Oh, I can't wait! I can't wait!" She's like, "He's gonna love you or hate you for that." I'm like, "I'm gonna go for it." So, you got any of the popcorn trees out here, sir? Yeah. Anyways, I don't know why Robata and Planetary are, well, I know why Planetary is being careful, but Robata, she's a robot. Why is she worried? But yeah, though, Omnis gets on there and he's like, "You better get off." And they're like, "We're here first." And that whole thing goes on. And so he tries to knock, or he tries to like hit him. He does a whole like woo-woo-woo punch and he spins around and falls off the log and into the water. And so, like, well, he's dead. Oh, apparently, he starts punching croc gators.
Croc gators don't bother him a bit.
Oh, probably because he's like a unripened pine cone.
Well, did you see the little gold sign when he came through? And there's the trees that he's knocking over and stuff, but it says
Oh no,
Milk Toast Malt Shop, a subsidiary of Cadence Industries.
Cadence.
Yes. And Cadence Industries Corporation was formerly known as Perfect Film and Chemical Corporation, was a conglomerate from 1968 to 1986 that was the parent company of Marvel Comics Group.
God, I
Yeah.
wish I had the free time you have in your hands, man.
Right? Well,
So
you see something like that, you're like, okay, there's an inside joke there. It's gotta be.
gotta be. I will glance right past it. So yeah, Robota goes in there and she's like, "Well, they can't bite me. They'll break their teeth on me." And they save Omnis.
Yeah.
He walks off like, "I owe you one," kind of thing.
He's got a wet diaper that leaks.
He's looking real rough. They end up finally making it to the Milk Toast Malt Shop, which they're telling like this one dude's telling Earthling jokes, and they're like people under the bar. This is like apparently this is a rough malt shop,
It's a malt shop mixed with like the Mos Eisley Cantina.
kind of is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all kinds of like people are like, "Yeah, do that one guy, but do like 3 mouths and 3 sets of ears. Can you do that?" Okay. Like, stacked. Yeah, they go to the bar and they're like, "I'll take a chocolate malt." And she's like, "Same with oil, whatever." And they're asking about Squeak, the guy who has the clue to his parents. And so, of course, he's like down the end of the bar, he's an ice cream freak. And of course, that's where the comic ends for now. Because
Yes.
we can't go any further without more Machine Man.
Machine Man, he's
Machine
back.
Man.
It's like you're flipping back in channels during commercial breaks.
Yeah, I almost feel like they should get it all over with, man. Just make the pain stop early.
Rip that Band-Aid off.
Yeah. So apparently the siblings went to a they were partying last night, so they're gonna sleep off their party in North Star
Yeah,
now.
North Star and Aurora. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Doc, aka the Sasquatch, is out looking for Machine Man, and he
All by
his
himself, yeah, because all Aurora and North Star came along for was just a party in New York.
yeah, pretty much. So yeah, the what's his name, Dr. Lenkowski, he
Yes.
his Machine Man watch starts going off, so he knows he's close, so he's gonna try to figure out where he's at, and he gets the caveat. "I change my mind. I'd like to go to a scenic tour of your fine city, and I'll give you directions." Cabby's like, "All right, man, whatever."
Yeah, it's nutty season again. I'm
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
is there just a season for those?
Apparently,
Yeah.
so the narrator actually gives a Machine Man a new nickname. The block here reads, "Totally oblivious to the pursuing Dr. Lenkowski, Machini glides to the waterfront warehouse of
Is
Madame."
that like Spidey? Like they're trying to do
Apparently, yeah.
Machini? Yeah.
It doesn't really work the same. It doesn't really flow.
Mm-mm.
He finds the warehouse wall's been rebuilt or been repaired, so he smashes his hand through the ceiling He's got like he's got like a where a ring would be. He's got like a hand sensor, a finger sensor. It
Yeah.
looks like he's like got a Captain Power or Captain Planet ring.
Oh yeah, he's pulling like a Green Lantern or
Oh
something.
yeah, all that.
But yeah, this always reminds me of Scrounge, which we'll see in the Transformers comics later.
True. And he sends his hand down, then grabs this glowing orb and to take it up, and he it was computerized device, or no, it was a maser controlled homing device. And he analyzes the frequency. He's like, yeah, okay, I know where she's at now. What is a
And he's a
maser control?
computerized crusader here too.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
The computerized crusader quickly deduces its function. Yeah. So what is maser controlled?
Well, you have masers and you have lasers.
Oh,
Okay.
of course. Oh, yeah, of
So
course.
maser is a microwave amplification by stimulation emission of radiation, which
Very
laser
nice.
is the same thing, but with light instead of microwave.
Is that honestly true?
Yes, that's what it is.
Oh, I
And
didn't realize that. I thought they kind
yeah.
of made up a technical term for the comic.
Oh no, that's actually, and
Oh.
that's laser stands for light amplification
Well,
by
I know laser, yeah.
stimulation emission. Yeah. So
I didn't
maser
realize
is
laser
doing the
was.
same thing with microwaves.
Okay, nice. We didn't have a lot of masers in our shows and our cartoons growing up, so.
Actually, Metroplex has maser cannons.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I wonder if I read that a long time ago and just figured they did a misprint. Huh.
And that's, I mean, it would make sense, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not that they ever got anything wrong in the Transformers stuff.
Never.
Never. So the robot led us on merry chase, but he seems to settle down at last. And he gets out of the cab, Dr. Lenkowski, and he sees Machine Man just standing on the roof, like he's trying to. He's, I guess, he's got the orb. He's trying to deduce where Madame Menace is at. And instead of like trying to talk to him, figure out what's going on, Lenkowski runs into an alley, and because it points out that he was one of the few humans who could withstand gamma radiation, he uses his, I guess, his mutant ability. Would it be?
I don't
Sure.
know if it's mute. He can just think about it and change. He doesn't have to get angry like the Hulk.
Okay, so yeah, he changes into the Sasquatch. Alpha Flight's hairy, beast slash Hulk conglomeration. And so yeah, man, so Machine Man takes the orb that I thought he's already analyzing, and he's got like a one-sided headset with a little thing going down to the ball to figure out where it's at.
He's got smoke screens like cheating tube.
He kind of
Little
does.
cheating line, yeah.
He does. But meanwhile, he's doing that. Sasquatch gets over there and starts grabbing the wall that he's standing on and shaking it and basically saying, like, we're gonna, take you down, Machine Man.
Nobody ever tries to like talk or
No.
de-escalate. They just like go straight in.
No, then of course, right away they get in a fight. And it's pretty good. And then like Sasquatch says, why'd you send the Hulk to Canada? He's like, look, man, I was low on power. I didn't mean to send him to Canada. I just meant to send him away from his civilization. So of course he sent him to Canada.
Far from civilization.
So he's like, why don't you surrender to the police if you're not, you're not guilty? He's like, I don't trust the police. He's Aaron
He's ahead
Snap.
of his time.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's way ahead of his time. Of course, he's also an investigator.
Right.
So yeah, he's basically realizing that he's really outmatched for the strength of Sasquatch, and also Sasquatch is pretty nimble for the size he's at. So he creates a field with his arms, basically to suspend him in midair, and kind of like I guess stun him,
Yeah.
which doesn't last very long because Sasquatch grabs the road and starts doing the whole. It's very Justice League, grabbing the road and start doing waves on it
He
to
makes
knock off Flash.
lasagna.
It kind of is.
It's road. You're at a road pizza. This is road lasagna.
Yeah, essentially. But there is this whole fight going on, and eventually Machine Man just upends him into the water. He throws him off the pier.
Yeah, he's gonna smell like wet dog for a week,
Oh, it's gonna be nasty.
and that's water. Is that like the Hudson that he got thrown into?
Ooh,
So
oh.
he's picking up some more
Hudson,
gamma.
in the 70s.
Yeah. Now, something I would like to point out from the beginning of this little section is he says that Aaron Stack is the only Stack in the New York City phone book.
Wow.
He's the only person with that last name. I'm like,
There's no way.
really? Is it that uncommon? It doesn't seem like it'd be that uncommon of a
Look at
last name.
Robert Stack was Ultra Magnus.
Right? And I mean, I didn't take the time, I have seemingly infinite time, but I did not take the time to try to find a 1979 New York phone book. But it seems pretty obvious that that was an understatement.
Yeah, had to have been.
Yeah.
But at the end of that, we're going to wait till next issue to find out the fate of Sasquatch and Machine Man. Which I have a funny feeling, I haven't read ahead at all, so I don't know. Funny feeling he's going to show up to Madame Menace's lair or whatever. She's going to shoot him with her cannon, her
Sonic
sonic
Disruptor.
disruptor. And Sasquatch is going to see what's going on and intervening and saving him. But that's kind of my only that's my kind of I don't know, my prediction. Because once you get in a fight with someone, then you go over and have another fight, and they say you're on the right side of things, they help out and everyone's happy. But anyways, we're back to Planetary. Dude, Squink is cut off for more ice cream. He's been overserved.
He's like a baby when they get milk drunk.
Yeah. Oh, he is. And like the stool he's on is all crinkling because he's too heavy.
Yeah, he really likes his ice cream.
Yeah, he does. And he throws his ice cream at the I guess bartender or whatever you consider it. And he
Yeah.
throws it and the guy
Oh,
ducks and
would it be a
calls in.
soda jerk?
He would be. He's kind of a jerk. Calls in the bouncers. And there's this guy who he looks like a giant rabbit guy. And there's another guy who looks giant pig guy. And the soda jerk is a pink cow, or actually pink steer with like little horns and a cigar.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is amazing.
This is
So,
not Bucky O'Hare.
no, he is not. So he sells him to throw him to the gators. And Planetary and Robata show up and they're like, no, you can't do that. And so they get in this big fight. Everyone's beating each other up and they're kind of getting overwhelmed. And Terry is grabbed by the Bucky O'Hare on a bad day. I guess he's let himself go. And Robata is grabbed by a magnet. I mean, come on, that's the easiest layup of a joke.
We got a Gamorrean guard with a magnet on his hand.
Yeah, big guy, and or into the moat with him. The I guess steer bartender guy goes, but suddenly Omnis shows up in his unripened pinecone self, and he starts to have a fight with all of them. I guess his diaper finally dried.
That's what I was about to say, his diaper dried up. Now, this is some pretty heavy stuff for like a milk bar. This is like a scene from Alien Nation.
It is.
Yeah.
Maybe it was maybe a sour milk bar.
Yeah.
Oh, it may have been. Omnis is like, hey, I owed you. Let's get out of here. They're gonna close in on us. And he's like, hey, run faster. They got real weapons. Like they're gonna kill us. And Terry kicks in the only log on this planet, so no one
Right.
can go or leave or go to the milquetoast mall shop anymore.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely a flaw, like for your traffic flow.
You think they could invest like a metal bridge? I don't know. Just my thoughts.
Yeah.
And Omnis asked to go
Some
with them, and they get on the ship together, and he thanks him, and Terry's like all happy. He's like, "Look, I've found my family already," kind of thing. But
Yeah,
there's
now
this.
Omnis is on board with them, so I guess he's like the Drax. This is like if you ordered the Guardians of the Galaxy off of Temu.
Kind of is, yeah.
You have these guys.
But there's. Uncle Fester is in the armory
Yeah.
talking about I don't know this guy. It looks like either he's in
That's
a
Squink. Yeah.
oh, is that Squink?
Yeah.
Oh God, he looks really bad in this. Okay.
He's coming down off those milkshakes.
Yeah, he's looking like a really angry Uncle Fester with like a gray jogging suit with a white stripe, or that's he's wearing shiny clothes either way.
I
Wow.
think that's supposed to be like the mafia like jogging suit.
Kind of looks like it.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Well,
Yeah, so he doesn't want them to discover the secret of the space warp, so.
yeah. And who cares, honestly?
I'm more interested in finding out who Princess Ugly is, who is telegraphed for next issue.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she's horrible. It's probably like a joke that she's actually beautiful, but
Finally, someone I can relate to.
But wait, hold on. Speaking of being able to relate to things, at least for my people, the Battle of Hastings.
Yes.
This
Never
is
heard of it. Not
the battle that really gave the Anglo-Saxons the all of Britain, essentially. I believe, isn't it what it was?
No, the Anglo-Saxons were beaten by the Normans.
Or the Normans, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is Norman
I should probably have
invasion.
read this.
You probably should have.
It's been a long time since I've actually since I've read about the Battle of Hastings. A long time.
Revisionist history now,
Anglos, man, they
huh?
got it. Well, yeah, it was what was the monarch who Edward the Confessor, king of the Anglo-Saxons, dies with no heir. So what happens
Yeah.
then? Well, someone assumes the role of king. That would be Harold, right?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I know a little bit about this. Probably, like I said, I probably should have read this. It's run out of time. But there ends up being who's the dude who was fighting against him to reclaim the throne?
Oh, William the Conqueror?
William the Conqueror, thank you.
Yes.
Wow, okay. Yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Yeah, so yeah, when the Conqueror is they go to battle, and they it's a pretty horrible war, or battle rather. It's pretty bloody. But during the battle, Harold's killed, right?
Yes. Well, what we had here is Sir Aethling here as Edward Aethling. Was actually Edgar Atheling in real life. Well, Atheling meant he was a prince with a claim to the throne.
Okay.
And you've heard that before in the Decepticon Raider in King Arthur's court was Sir Atheling the Red.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's
And
impressive they did that.
Harold, in reality, did not proclaim himself king. The wise men of Edward the Confessor's court elected him to the position.
Oh,
Even
so
though he had previously told William that he would not try to claim the throne.
but
So,
he's elected, so what are you going to do?
yeah. So, yeah, he just kind of went along with it.
Well, I mean,
So,
I would assume if you're being elected, like the wise men or whatever, what have you, I assume the wise men of the court was probably like the main court, I guess the,
the small council.
yeah, thank you. That's really put it.
Yeah. So yeah, it was basically all the counselors. It is basically like today it'd be the president's cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's that's war from William though. You know, William decides he raises the army and you know heads on over to take it, the throne that he believes is his. And then we have the story where he gets off the boat and the horse falls and they think it's a bad omen. But, you know, he claims, oh no, it means that the land is mine. I'm the master of this land. So
I'm
that
trying to.
legend, though, was actually a reference to the custom of prostrating yourself to seize the land.
Okay.
But it's questioned whether that actually ever happened with him. Because there's a similar story of Julius Caesar performing a similar act. So I think that may have been transposed from Julius Caesar to William the Conqueror.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of the real world history behind that. Because, you know, these things become legendary over time. This was
Yeah,
in 1066. So.
I almost get the feeling that this comic is really built off the legend of the Battle of Hastings. Not very historically accurate, but pretty okay.
Oh yeah. Well, this is from I guess it's pronounced Kufhe or Quife, something like that. It's Kuche. It's the Dutch version of Tintin.
Oh, that's right.
This is not the French version. This is the Dutch version, but it's went from, I guess, Dutch to French to English. So
Okay.
we've gone through a couple of translations for this one.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, they have the big fight, and it was it Harold gets shot. What is it, shot in the throat?
Okay.
Yeah, which historically, or at least traditionally, it says he got it in the eye.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, most people agree, yeah, he probably got it right in the eye, but
That's
they
pretty awesome.
messed that one up.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could be mistranslation. Maybe they were writing it for, kids.
Yeah.
They want to make it as graphic,
That's
perhaps.
possible. Yeah. Yeah, it
Yeah.
shows him, yeah, he's getting in a throat.
Okay.
And then they have a song that they sang here.
Oh.
Yes. Which yeah, I will sing a Norman song to give the men courage, and he's saying, God is with us, God is with us, cross of Christ, holy Christ. Okay. But originally they sang what was called the Song of Roland.
Oh, that's right. You told me about this.
Yeah. So they mix this up, but they think this could have been like an issue between the translation, going from Dutch to French to English. So, and also with William being believed dead, it says they thought William was dead, and then he shows back up. He's alive. It's because his horse fell. So
Okay.
either, and this is the second time in the story his horse fell. So either his horse fell a lot, or it was this and the instance of Julius Caesar that got merged into the horse slipping from the boat.
Oh, likely, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was this was I mean, we're talking around what we consider the Dark Ages, or
Oh,
right,
yeah.
right around that point. And so I'm sure there most of the stories are passed down word of mouth because reading and writing is very, very limited. And so I can see this being transposed into the legend.
Right. And then Harold is, you said, supposed to have shot, been shot in the eye and died. And where he died is supposedly where the high altar in the Battle Abbey was built. And the Battle Abbey is still there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, he built a church there where he won it. So yeah. So the high altar is where Harold fell dead.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And honestly, this whole the this comic is much more, I guess it would be very relatable to like a comic about the Revolutionary War or a major battle of the Revolutionary War in America.
It would have been kind of cool if they'd put this in Man of Iron.
It would have made more sense to have it in Man of
Yeah, it
Iron.
would have tied in a little
Yeah.
better.
I think they had more Transformer comic to flesh out during that run. I feel almost like they were trying to extend the comic out to wait until issue 5 was ready to be brought over from the United States.
Yeah, there's definitely some pacing here.
There's definitely spacing. Basically we I think we shrunk down from about 10 to about 6 pages at this point. Maybe a little worse off than that, like 12 to 6 or 8. I don't know.
Yeah, the
It's definitely
majority of the pages in here are not Transformers.
no. It's not going to last forever, I know. It's going to get back to where we're going to have much more Transformers, but the
There's actually
way
five pages of Transformers comic in this one.
yeah. I mean, we had a pretty substantial amount during like Man of Iron.
Oh,
So
yeah.
it was definitely like they were trying to, bleed it out just enough to keep people reading. So glad it didn't fall on his face.
Right.
But
Unlike, you know, William getting off the boat.
But the Normans won, and they retain the or they grab the crown. So there we are.
Actually have some ancestors that were involved in that. I'm sure a lot of people do. But I mean, I actually know I had a ancestor named Sassuolo who was on the Anglo-Saxon side.
Yeah.
And yeah, he married his daughter to a Norman knight.
Oh, well, that's probably a smart way to, help with the bridging of the people.
He knew when to switch sides.
Oh yeah.
And whereas the other like Anglo-Saxon nobles lost their land, his land was increased because of course his heirs were going to be, you know, Norman.
Yeah.
So
Smart.
yeah.
Guess who's coming to dinner? The Normans.
But yeah, that's where like the last name Sewell
Okay.
is a derivative of Sassuolo.
Cool. Okay.
It's a funny name, yes.
Oh,
What?
something about
What?
what? No.
But
So
you know who the Normans couldn't stop?
Mad the
With the
Cat,
Darkons.
the Darkons, yes,
Yes.
unfortunately, but well, I don't know, man. They're on the ship, and like the little robot that's like brought in food and stuff, and Matt and the Cat are flipping out because there's a battle going on. Always you say like the RSPCA will hear this. I
Yeah.
guess it's like ASPCA.
Yeah, that's the Royal
Oh,
Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
well, they don't have a jurisdiction in space.
And yeah, and they're still hanging out with Olya
Yes. Who actually finds an escape hatch?
Sim.
Which
It would.
is just a trap door in the ship.
Yeah, that's an odd place for an airlock.
You think?
Yeah.
And then like they end up on the planet, but actually no, they're falling towards the planet,
Yeah,
and the
they're
one
sucked out
fight,
into space.
yeah, the fighter that was fighting against the Darkons swings around and looks like he's coming at him to kill him, but we don't
Yeah,
know. We'll find out next issue.
the Mizoni.
Yes, the Mizoni. Did you see the amazing joke on this page?
Oh, yes. Would you like to
So,
read it?
which robot has eight legs and lives under the sea?
Womp
Octopus
womp.
Prime. Okay, I gotta say that at least they're kids. I don't feel, you know, I feel so judgy about that.
It's pretty good. And
Yeah,
that's from
it's
Lee
not terrible.
Kane and Stretford.
I have not done the Warrior word search.
Oh, I did.
And you told me how much
It
of a
was
pain in the butt it was.
tricky. This was I liked that though. I like a bit of a challenge. I don't like when you just look at it and find them zip, zip, zip. Yeah.
Yeah, the
And
only one I found like that quickly was like Rumble, I think.
this was designed by one of the readers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good
So
job.
yeah, Nicholas Chalk of Southampton, and he liked the reverse and diagonals
Yeah,
and something like reverse diagonals and stuff,
I see gears
which
backwards.
yeah. So
God.
yeah, I've sent you a picture of the solved one, so
Which I will look at now, or
I
not
did the
right
hard
now.
work for you.
And they said so they have also an advertisement for the Ladybird Masters of the Universe book or
Oh yeah,
books.
we got was it Rotor or the
Yeah.
Rotan? I can't remember his name.
And man, the Skeletor looks like he's seen some things.
Oh yeah.
His face. He's like he saw the Orko and He-Man Slash. He's running away from that. Like, nope.
Yeah, he's trekking out of Snake Mountain over there.
Oh yeah. Oh, he is. I see that in the background. So yeah, seen on TV, Lady Bird books, you know, we know those from the amazing art for the Transformers books really well.
Yeah, it's Rotan. I don't know why I always call him
Rotan,
Rotor.
that's right.
Yeah.
Come on, you're the Masters of the Universe nerd.
I know. That's why I was like, I don't know why. It's one of those things. It seems like it should be Rotor.
That's a GoBot.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's why I always get it mixed up.
And then the next page is that ad again for the Insecticons and their Diaclone colors.
Yep. And there's the kid wearing old Snake's jacket.
He
He's.
is.
He is way too happy about all this stuff. Evil Insecticons, yay! No,
Yay!
they're gonna eat you, kid.
Look for the evil sitcoms. They're in shops now.
I'm telling you, that kid's got a Cerebro shell. If anybody does, it's that kid.
That is it for UK number 19.
Yes.
I'm really, really, really looking forward to finishing the Raiders of the Last Ark, even though I know issue 5 from the American book is I read that a lot because I love the cover so much.
Oh yeah.
It's not really going to be anything earth-shattering for me, I know.
I had the collector's comic set of it where they had like, was it
Like three comics
four or
together?
five? Yeah, it was four, five, and six. It was like the first trade paperbacks you had of these
Yeah.
things.
You get them at
I had,
the grocery store in the little packs.
yeah.
Yep.
And yeah, so I had that one as a kid. And then, you know,
Nice.
I had the actual comics for like two, three, and four. So yeah, I read that a lot too. Like that one, it was sturdier than a regular comic, so you could read it over and over again.
Yeah.
Until someone stole it from me in the ninth grade.
Of course, someone did.
Yep.
Too trusting. Too trusting.
Oh yeah. Well, we had an assembly, and I had to put my book bag down, like by the seat, and yeah, it was just gone. Somebody snaked it.
Yeah, that's what happens. The old snake gets involved.
They got my Dark Phoenix trade paperback like that too.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and it was bad. It was like an art school I was going to, so it was like artists snaking the good comic book stuff I would bring.
Oh man, that's terrible. I thought maybe
Yeah.
it was like, middle school or something that happened. And no,
Oh
no.
no, this is high school. This is an art-centric high school I was going to.
Man, that's awful.
It happens. I've got it
Yeah.
back though. Not the
Yeah, well.
original, but
So anyways, that's 19. I look forward to the continuation of Raiders of the Lost Ark. And I kind of like the fact that we're actually getting Auntie in this, because Auntie shows up again in the Regeneration One book.
Yeah.
Anyways, kind of cool stuff. I didn't actually mind the Battle of Hastings thing. The art's really nice. It kind of reminds me of there was a comic strip in some comics in the Sundays, especially. It's Prince Valiant. It kind of
Yeah.
reminds me of the art from Prince Valiant.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it's
Yeah,
very similar.
very
And
nice
high
art.
quality art, it's very detailed.
Yeah, it's very nice. It just unfortunately they did Alcatraz that one time, and I just couldn't care less. And the diving bell thing was kind of neat, but it didn't hold my attention all that much. I should go back and read this, because I'm sure it's kind of neat to read it.
Oh yeah, I like digging into the actual history behind them.
Oh yeah, not the watered down history you get for a children's comic book.
Right.
Oh
But yeah, I feel like if they had Auntie in like the Sunbow series, the Dinobots wouldn't have wrecked Teletran 1 as often as they did.
probably would have like disciplined him. No.
Yeah, maybe that's who was in the closet with them. She was like school marm Auntie.
You will be quiet and stand there until I let you out. Goes back, comes up. Oh, thanks, Auntie. Come on, kids, let's go.
Kind of imagine like the who's the principal from Rock and Roll High School, you
These kids and their LDS.
right?
Anyways, it is fine. Planetary is actually kind of funny and weird. And I just I don't I know it's not gonna happen because they didn't do this in comics. I just wish someone would off Madame Menace. I really don't like her at all. I long for Baron Brimstone at this point.
Right. Well, they're both still around in Marvel, though.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, I'm sure they've kind of like been updated a bit.
Yeah.
'Cause like I said, this is almost like a holdover from, Silver Age.
Yeah, actually, it really is. It reads like a two.
Yeah. I mean, when this was being printed at about the same time as the Dark Phoenix saga. Yeah. So you get the feeling of the difference there in the writing and why things like, the late 70s, early 80s X-Men really stood
Yeah.
out.
And yeah, I mean, honestly, everything about it, I mean, it's not bad. It's kind of, there's a lot of cringy parts, like you said, in this. The whole Pamela Quinn thing. I kind of
High
miss
school girls
Gears.
badminton.
Oh my God. I miss Gears Garvin already.
Right?
Peter Spalding in his smoking jacket and his pipe and read the classifieds or the
Right.
lost
Or
or the
misconnections.
Lost Connections.
Yeah.
Kids
I saw you in the grocery store and I
before
couldn't.
Craigslist.
Right.
Oh,
Do they even have that in the newspaper anymore?
I
Do
don't
they
even
have the
know.
I haven't picked up a newspaper in ages, so.
Very few people have. So there's that. Newspapers are like in print or kind of like hard to come by anymore.
Well, every time we'd subscribe, someone would steal them like out of our driveway. So we just like,
Why?
because they weren't paying that quarter, man.
God. Yeah, I guess not. Anyways, long story short, I was about to say something and I completely forgot what I was about to
I
say. So
derailed you with the newspaper.
we did. Man, I don't know where I went with that one. So we are going to, God, how many more issues of the Raiders of the Lost Ark are there? Like two more?
I think, let me check. We have,
This is the first two already.
yeah, we have two more.
Okay. That they must have been like half an issue they wrote out for this one. Because I can't even imagine this is a full book. Five
Yeah,
pages.
this seems like what they would have stretched out if they were doing it weekly, which they
Yeah.
go to weekly later, but they're still in the bi-weekly phase. But this could have been like one comic broken up.
Yeah,
Where
definitely.
I'm sure it was tricky doing the pacing for each segment.
Well, yeah, I mean they didn't really have their they didn't really have the pacing right yet.
Right.
They're probably still like kind of trying to work with Marvel US and find out how they're going to do it. And I mean they're still using the toy models at this point. This is how
Oh,
early
yeah.
this is still.
Well, this will be the last big segment where they use the toy models.
Yeah, then we go into then we'll go into like all the Transformers are dead are all dead or whatever.
Yeah, the Transformers are all dead.
And where Shockwave has them all hanging.
Yeah, the meat
So
locker.
yeah, essentially. So yeah, I mean you start to see the actual the Cinnabon models used at that point. So it
I'm
kind of
just
told you.
curious, what was the delay between issue 4 reaching the UK and issue 5?
I don't know.
Because issue 4 was in, what, issue 8 in the UK?
I
And
think
then issue
so.
5 doesn't hit them until, was it 22? So between 8 and 22, they had to fill all that in.
Wow.
So
That's
you can
a lot.
understand why they wanted to like make it go as far as it could. They
Oh,
had to
yeah.
ration it.
Like I said, they didn't have the timing right. Who knows? They may have been like fighting over how to do it, who is doing it, and trying to get artists in there for all we know.
Well, I'm thinking like it was the delay coming from the US with
Oh,
the issues, like the yeah.
very likely. I mean,
It
you
seems
basically,
like it.
yeah, you have to understand that the book is going to be delayed by a certain number of weeks. Anyways, to be going to be being published, and I'm guessing they would have probably when they had everything done, they would have sent it off to Marvel UK to work off that, but not until they had it
Yeah.
done, going to print probably.
And see, then once they get the US issues in, it's like a straight run of US material until
Yeah.
like issue 29.
Wow. Oof, that US material.
Yeah. And then they kind of go back and forth every couple issues. Couple issues US, couple issues UK.
I mean, it makes sense. So they're trying to get their pacing right. So once they hit that, they probably are able to get this 2080 artists in there and writers and space that stuff out.
Yeah, because like I said, this is all supposed to be happening like between issues 3 and 4.
A lot going on between three and four.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, and that's right, because then four is going to come out. So this story takes place in the middle of three and four, which we've already done that though.
Yeah, we've done 4, so this
Yeah,
is
we've
like
done four.
encapsulated between the two.
Okay, this is just a whole chunk of stuff going on in there. And
And
then
Gears keeps
afterwards.
getting woke up and trashed again before he can tell him that spark plug gave him the fuel.
Just let me get repaired, man. Come on. And then yeah, the wall hits. We'll hit all our dead are all dead.
Yeah.
So okay, cool. Then something to look forward to then. God, that is the biggest bait and switch, that cover in the inside of the book. Always
Oh,
thought so.
yeah.
Well, we could ramble on all night about this, everyone. So let me let y'all go on this, and we are going to keep on going till we hit the end. So thanks everyone for being here, and we'll talk to you next time. See you later.
Bye.
Are the Mises Guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the Excellent Underground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.